Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat Buzzing with you today with Dr. Neville Spear of Western Kentucky University. Back with Neville after this.
While other manufacturers are scrambling to adopt SCR technology to meet emission standards, Case IH is in the field, maximizing productivity and setting records for fuel efficiency. We're leading the way with over 10,000 SCR tractors already at work. It's proven efficient power you can find on all our high horsepower equipment, including combines and sprayers. And right now, get great offers when you pre-order 2013 models. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
Been a lot of discussion about why we've had a decline in the mama cow herd as far as cow numbers are concerned across these United States over the last few years. Obviously, a year ago, we thought we might have the opportunity to rebuild some mama cow herd numbers here in the southwestern part of the United States, but drought hit Oklahoma and Texas, two of the bigger beef cow states, and that ended that possibility. This year, drought once again, somewhat in Oklahoma, but definitely up into another big beef cow state of Missouri, also adding into the problems of rebuilding the cow herd once again. According to beef industry analyst Dr. Neville Spear of Western Kentucky University, drought has played a role in the beef cow number situation, but also rising cattle prices in general have dictated some economic decisions being made by cattle producers.
Whenever you invest in a cow, it's a pretty long-term kind of investment. And so when you begin to add uncertainty and higher costs and then the capital at risk, you provide a lot of incentives to go ahead and let's market the cows. And then on the other side of that, it's not just the feeder cattle. The coal cow market has been just amazing in the last couple of years. And it's one of those things that I always like to talk about is that markets work. When you provide enough of an incentive to something, people respond to it. And certainly cow-calf producers have responded to that, and cows that are somewhat marginal, they load up the trailer and they take them to the sale barn. And so along with it's that and then the uncertainty and the feed costs all come together along with the weather concerns, and we've really had every incentive to market cows to ultimately where we are now, less than 30 million cows in the United States.
Dr. Spear says despite relatively high beef prices to the consumer, beef demand is really held up very well. He believes that'll help provide an incentive back to cattle producers out in the country to start rebuilding those mama cow herds, he thinks, sooner rather than later.
Ultimately, we are going to rebuild, and that's probably closer than we think, where we begin to finally kind of reverse this. But ultimately, if I'm going to make that investment, I want to make sure that I have the right genetics and that I can plug them into the right system and then remove some of the risk that's associated with that additional capital at risk or that additional investment when we begin to retain heifers and or buy more cows to build the operation.
Looking at the current structure of the U.S. beef cow herd here in 2012, that's Dr. Neville Spear, agricultural economist at Western Kentucky University. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Monday, October 1st, don't miss Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale at the Ranch Yukon, Oklahoma. Now, it all begins at noon, selling 250 Angus bulls and 250 commercial springbred heifers. For more information, just call them toll-free, 800-664-3977, or go online to expressranches.com. It's the Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming up Monday, October 1st, at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma.
We remind you previous Beef Buzz shows are up on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.